Planet Hino.
What's up, everybody? I'm Eminem.
What up, it's your boy Jay-Z.
All right.
The music just turns me on.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. Welcome to the show, my first guests of today. It is Emma J. Kennedy. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Now, Jane, isn't it?
Emma Jane, yeah.
Now, quite a few people do that, having the Emma, like the Peter D on something, you know what I mean, with a little bit. Is that because there's other Emma J's, or just you'd like to have that on the...
Well, Jane's actually my one of my auntie's first names, and she's like, we're really, really close, so and I think she's also my godmother, so I decided that I wanted to make sure that it was there for everyone to see.
It's on your Twitter and everything,
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Which we'll talk about later. Now, you're a young singer-songwriter from London, but it's lovely where you're from, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice area. I live around Windsor, so... really nice area, lots of tourists and great big castle, so
that helps, doesn't it? But you don't actually live in the castle.
No, I wish I did.
Right, now let's get to where we are now in Essex. Is it your first time to Essex?
Yeah, first time ever.
And did you, do you know what they do around here? We film TOWIE and things?
I heard about it.
Do you watch it at all?
I don't have time to watch TV.
Do you know they do, when you drive through the High Street, or when you go through, you'll see them all, they all have little tours. Because it's back on the screens. They're filming it at the moment, because I see them in the High Street the other day filming it. And it's just like Hollywood around here. You see all the stars coming out. Reality TV stars, that is, anyway. Right, let's get to the music. Because for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
It's probably closest to a mix between Fleetwood Mac and Mumford and Son, probably. So it's quite folky, quite a little bit of rock, a little bit of pop in there as well. Just depends on the sort of song that I write and how I'm feeling at the time.
Yeah. Tell us about your musical journey, because what made you want to jump into... There's quite a lot on your website about you starting very early. So what made you want to start at such a young age?
Good question. I mean, music has always been a part of my life. My dad plays guitar and sings as well, and my mum sings as well, and they would always have family around and friends on Saturdays for takeaway, and then after the food, everybody just got guitars out, or they get the tambourines out, and everyone sang songs and stuff like that. So it's always been around, and I guess realised that I wasn't too bad at it and thought, well, I enjoy this, so...
You composed your first song at the age of 12.
Yes.
On the website. You've been writing songs ever since. The first song you wrote, it says here, you'll be there. Now, this was used in a promotional DVD for GEM schools to promote their education programs worldwide. That must have been a good start to your career.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I was living in Dubai at the time, and these guys were filming for the company that owned the school that I was in, and saw me rehearsing and asked if I had any songs, and said, yeah, you can have a listen to this one, because it's all about going to school and, you know, teenage angst and all that sort of stuff. So, it was fantastic. Really, really fantastic.
What what bands or artists influence your music at the moment?
Again, it's very Eric Clapton, Fleetwood Mac... The Rolling Stones a little bit. I quite like Hozier at the moment. I think he's got some good stuff coming out.
We were talking about that earlier on, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
James Arthur Sandler.
Did very much so.
It's a great song. Do you base your music on that, or is it, do you like to have your own kind of sound?
I like to have my own sound. I think you have to be very, very unique in this industry nowadays, because there is so much music going on out there, and so many more people are getting into it. So yeah, I definitely like to try and keep my own sound.
I was looking through your website. I'm nosy, I'm like that, and your Facebook and everything. And I was trying to discover if you've done an EP or not. But I take it you haven't done an EP yet.
Not yet. No, that's actually in the works at the moment.
That's something I was going to ask you about. Are you planning on doing one of these?
Yes, most definitely. We are starting it, I think, next week. And so hopefully it should be ready in a few months to go out. So
going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
How many, do you know how many tracks you're going to put on that?
Not quite sure yet. I'm not decided whether I want to do an EP or an album. So we'll see. We're going to talk about it tomorrow and make some final decisions.
So you're a busy girl, busy girl.
Yeah, very busy.
Well, you're going to sing a song for us live, which I'm looking forward to. Tell us about your first song.
Okay, so my first song is called Dark Angel. I wrote it about 5 or 6 years ago now, and it's a typical breakup song, basically. I had a boyfriend who used to call me his beautiful angel, and then when it all broke up, I said, oh, I'm the dark angel now. So
that's what I said to the fellas, never date a singer-songwriter, because if it goes wrong, you're bound to have loads of songs about you. Em, I'm looking forward to it. Take it away when
Thank
you're ready.
You.
I feel comfortable when I'm around you. You run away, what the hell did I do? You make me feel like I'm so unfair. Does she make you feel like I do? Does she make you want to cry? I used to be your angel, now I'm your dark angel, your beautiful light. Pitiful games are your way, the biggest mind flip of the century, yeah. Why waste your time fooling with my mind when you already have my heart? Does she make you feel like I do? Does she make you want to cry? I used to be your angel, now I'm your dark angel, your beautiful light. And my thoughts are painted gray. Every time I look at you, and my wings are painted black with every word you say. Yeah, yeah. Does she make you feel like I do? Does she make you want to cry? I used to be your angel, now I'm your dark angel, your beautiful light, your beautiful light, your dark angel, your beautiful light. Oh, why'd you have to lie? Your dark angel, your beautiful lie.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And that was live. It's always hard live. And that's your first one because you haven't done radio before.
No, never.
You didn't look nervous. It looked good.
Thank you.
Not much shaking there.
Are you sure?
Is it harder than doing a gig, doing radio? Because there's obviously no one here. We've just got my ugly mug to look at. and taking photos on my phone and bits and pieces. So, but it's nice to have a little bit of nerves, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it. If you get too comfortable with it and you don't get nervous anymore, you don't put the effort into it. It doesn't. The power and the energy isn't there.
I find that before I go on stage, if I'm doing a gig myself as a DJ and hostess, etc. Even when I'm hosting or comparing, you do get that. The night before you get, why did I say I was going to do that? and then the worry. And then before that, you think, I wish I couldn't do it. I wish I could suddenly just, could they cancel it last minute? And you're all relieved. But once you've come off stage, you've got the other feeling that you just can't get anywhere out of. The rush of that was really great. And
yeah.
and you're buzzing from it.
No, definitely.
It sounded fantastic. Now, listen, I was going to ask you a couple of things off which I found out about you online. Because you've been asked on several occasions to be the supporter out for the Jones Gang,
yes.
A band formed by Kenny Jones, obviously the former drummer of the Small Faces, the Faces, and the Who. So that's a big wow.
Yeah.
And also played for 3 years in a row at the Farringdon Arts Festival. Tell me a little bit more about that. How'd that come about?
So the Jones Gang gig came about because Kenny Jones owns a polo club called Hurtwood Park. And my dad actually works in polo, so my dad was managing the polo club.
That's not where they make the mints either, is it?
Just no,
just
not the
that
mints.
Sure, if anyone's thinking. Yeah.
It's the game with horses and sticks. But I was there with dad, and I had brought my guitar with me, and I was just practicing some songs, and they came in and heard me. And just said, would you like to do some songs before our gig? And it's the biggest gig I've ever done so far. It was 2,500 people there, which was fantastic. And it's all outdoors, done on the middle of the polo field.
And the great thing is about, because you're talking about your parents, you got into music, but you had a guitar bought for you for Christmas, was it?
Yes, it was.
That's how it all started.
Yeah. I came down one Christmas. Oh, God, I was probably 11 or 12, maybe a little bit younger than that. And there was this big present underneath the Christmas tree, and it had my name on it. And I opened it up, and it was a guitar bag with nothing in it.
And I just thought, that's a good start.
Oh, okay, this is a bit interesting. And then turned around, and they were stood there with this guitar for me. So it was the most amazing present ever. Originally, Dad had given me one of his right-handed guitars, because I'm left-handed.
Yes, indeed.
And swapped the strings around for me. But, I mean, it was a huge full-bodied guitar, so I was trying to get my arm around it. So it was very nice to have my first proper left-handed guitar.
Now, when I read that, I was at home, and I have a studio indoors, and I read, and I thought, we should put the strings on the other side. So I picked up one of my guitars, and I was trying to imagine if you could, and I thought, it's still hard, because you need to actually have a left-handed guitar, because, for instance, on the cutout, where you want to get your hand right up, it hasn't got it, so it could be on the other side. So
yeah.
You really need a left-handed guitar, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you're incredibly talented, I think it was Jimi Hendrix who played a left-handed guitar, but a right-handed guitar, but just upside down.
Yeah.
You can get away with it, but I've always found it's much easier with a left-handed guitar.
I suppose the only thing, if you go out, if you're out and about and you haven't got your guitar with you, and there's a lot of people on stage with a guitar, and someone goes, oh, Emma can play guitar, go up on stage. And you go up on stage and they pass you a right-handed guitar, you kind of had it, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much. The good thing is, you go to open mic nights and stuff like that, and people say, I didn't bring my guitar, can I play your guitar? It looks lovely, and you're like, sorry, mate, it's left-handed. There was once when I was able to give someone my guitar because they were left-handed, and they ended up pouring a pint of beer over it by accident.
No, not good.
Yeah, so...
Have you tried? I suppose it's no different for me trying to pick up a left-hand guitar and that is you pick up a right-handed guitar.
I have tried it, yeah. A friend of mine who has an electric MIDI guitar gave it to me. It's amazing. It's got like blue lights on the fretboard and stuff like that. And he gave it to me to have a try, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I can get like the odd chord shape and then just follow it up the fret, but otherwise that's it.
Yeah. People do string the instruments in different ways, but
yeah.
Also they would be upside down if you flick the guitar over the other way.
Yeah.
You've got the opposite E string. So for those of you who are not in the know, that's what happens. So it'd be pretty much impossible. Right, let's get to... traveling, because you've traveled as far as Bahrain and Dubai to perform in festivals and concerts, including the Best of the Best competitions, La Fête de la Musique.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was a really cool setup. They had, I think it was called the Madinat in Dubai, which is basically a very touristy sort of shopping area, which is made to look like old souks and stuff like that. And they had several stages set up throughout the shopping mall and hotel, and you could just wander around, go from stage to stage listening to live music. So, yeah, I got to do that, which was absolutely incredible.
It's lovely Dubai as well.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was that?
Ooh, that would have been 7 or 8 years ago now.
Oh, quite a while ago, because it's one of those places that just keeps changing. I went to Dubai, and they were still building a lot of it. And when you go back to these places, you're like, wow, you know, it's like Vegas.
Yeah.
Things go up so quick, and you can kind of get lost within a year or so.
Yeah.
With new things going up, we're going to put a couple of adverts out and a song while you're going to retune your guitar, aren't you?
Yes.
For your next track.
Put it in drop D.
and tell everyone what that involves. What is that?
So it's basically taking the E string and dropping it down to D so that you get a really nice bass playing through it.
Sounds pretty hard. I can't wait just to watch you do it. We're going to be right back after these.
Life begins at the beaches. Call in and see how life could change for you. Regular seminars for care fee planning, social get-togethers and lunch clubs. Visit us to see how your life could change for the better. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood. Visit signaturecarehomes.co.uk for more information.
It's time to buy a Chigwell bifold door. It's really what your home's been waiting for.
Bring in the outside by installing quality bifold doors and windows from Chigwell Bifolds. Transforming your property with this classy product. Chigwell Bifolds offer personal service, personal dedication and attention to detail, where you deal with the owners, not salesmen. Plus some seriously competitive prices, starting from £775. For all your window and door requirements, call 0208 500 4900 or visit chigwellbifolddoors.co.uk.
And there they make you proud to call.
Hi, I'm Mikey here. Why don't you join me 3 till 6 every weekday afternoon, only on Phoenix 98 FM. I do drive time, just in case you didn't know. Now, every half an hour, we do the travel news. Just before that, I give you some entertainment news and what's on. We tell you what's going on in and around Brentwood and Billericay for the coming few months. And I'll tell you where to get more information. Very important, you know. So this is Mikey, 3 till 6 every weekday afternoon, brought to you in association with Papa John's Pizza, 106 High Street, Brentwood.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. I always laugh when I play that jingle because I kind of mime it in the background just to make everyone laugh. What funny. Right, you've retuned it, because I thought it was going to take ages. I was expecting to put another song, put a song off the playlist to be while you're, you know, take the string off and wind it up and put it back on. So it's quite quick.
Yeah, it is quite quick.
So you just tune it by ear.
Generally speaking, yeah. I mean, I have a tuner inbuilt in the guitar.
That's
which,
good.
You know, when you originally start playing, you get everything tuned up to as it should be. And then from there, you can just tune by ear.
Do you know, I could never kind of... I was always rubbish at that. I used to use a technique where you could five frets down, bang one, and then you try and add the next one to it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You do two together and try and make them sound the same, then go down and then drop down the four. And it just takes me... Or I try and play a tune. You can do it by playing a tune, thinking, no, that, you know what it sounds like. That doesn't sound right. Try it again. But it's taken me so long, I bought one of those little machines. And you just get it in the middle, you know, and it kind of goes, ding, that's it, spot
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they're very handy to have.
But it is quick if you could do it by ear, because obviously if you're in a gig, you need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was literally, not, you know, 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah.
So this is for your next song.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
So this song is called The Voice, I was influenced heavily by Fleetwood Mac from this, from the chain mm-hmm. of Fleetwood Mac. So that's what influenced this song quite a lot. Yeah.
Okay. When you're ready, take it
cool.
away.
This song's quite complicated as well. Listen to my voice, listen to the wind, listen to the world and the tongue it's singing in. Look out for the darkness, listen for the sound, look out for the message that's riding in the wind. Ooh. Ooh. Da-da. Things are going to change, things won't stay the same. I am what I used to be, but better than before. Things, they may be worse, they may be better. They'll change like the wind, there's nothing you can do.
Sounded awesome.
Cheers.
And yeah, great guitar.
Thank you very much.
Great guitar. And technically, very hard.
Yeah.
Does that make it even more nervous for you?
Yes, it does. It does. I like to challenge myself, so I try and make things difficult.
It's a nice hard one to do live, basically.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It sounded really, really good.
Thank you.
You've written and performed the theme song for the award-winning documentary From Dust, based on the aftermath of the Boxing Day tsunami in Sri Lanka, which is quite a while ago now.
Yeah,
when you
was.
Talk about it, you don't realise how long ago it was.
Mm.
How did that come about?
It was actually through the same guy that filmed the promotional DVD for Gems Corporate. He does documentaries, really. We stayed in contact after I'd recorded You'll Be There. And he felt really passionate about it, and he really wanted to go out there and do something. And he came back to me and said that he would really like me to write the theme song. So it was a great, great opportunity and, you know, such a good cause to do it for as well. So
let's get to the writing, because you touched earlier on about writing about an ex-boyfriend. How do you do your songs? So do you start off with a melody? Do you get some lyrics in your head first? Do you pick on life experiences, which we know you do a little bit? Talk us through your songwriting process.
Yeah, I mean, it tends to be that I start with the guitar. I'll find some chord progressions that I really like and a rhythm that I really like, and that then sparks off whatever emotions I'm feeling inside, and then the melody line and the lyrics start to come out of that. And I mean, it tends to be, I used to write songs like within an hour and really, really quickly, and then like finally go over it and fine tune it as the weeks went by. Now I've become very picky and it takes me a very long time to finish writing a song. So I tend to have to try and give myself a deadline, otherwise it could go on forever.
So you kind of critique yourself. You're trying to get the song spot on. Do you kind of go back, revisit it,
and
make changes to it?
And it's silly little changes. Sometimes it's like, oh, that line would be better there instead of here, or you know, maybe I'll say him instead of there or whatever it is, and stuff like that.
It's nice to perfect your song.
Yeah.
So you're gigging at the moment. I know you're quite active doing gigs.
Yeah.
What type of gigs do you do? What's your favourite type of gig? Do you prefer the pubs, clubs, festivals?
Festivals are pretty cool to do, yeah, definitely. I'm tending to do more pub gigs at the moment, so obviously being my staple breadwinner, that's I do love those, definitely. And we've got some great venues around the area as well, which is fantastic. So,
do you prefer your local gigs or do you travel around?
I like travelling around. I like finding new places and meeting new people. So, yeah, definitely. Windsor is it's a very small community and everybody knows everybody there. So it's great fun because everybody supports everybody, but it's nice to meet new people.
Which is fantastic. And when's your next gig?
I have a private party on the 1st and then I'm doing St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Do you have anything embarrassing happen to you on stage? Have you tripped up or pulled the cables out of your machine? And
do you know what? Not on stage, no. I mean, obviously I've messed up lines or forgotten lyrics and stuff like that, or just completely forgotten how to play the song halfway through.
It's quite easy if you're playing your own song, because no one knows the lyrics, and you could kind of hum it, or just this is the instrumental part.
Yeah,
exactly. Or they don't even know it's a complete instrumental.
Exactly. I think the one thing that did happen to me, though, I was doing a private house party. They were doing a charity thing for everybody brings food along and stuff like that, and they all end up giving money to this charity, and I was packing up, and it was a huge building. It was absolutely beautiful. I had to walk through their swimming pool area to get to the room where they wanted us to start playing the music. And as I was taking everything down, I was really, really hot. So I took my shoes off, and a guy very kindly picked up my guitar stand, and he had quite a few to drink, and dropped it on my foot and split my toe open.
Oh, nice.
Which was incredibly painful. So I then had to hobble around and realise I couldn't get my foot back in my shoe.
Have you written a song about that yet?
No, not yet, but I will be.
I can feel that coming on. I can feel that coming on.
Yeah.
Right, now you're going to... Do you need to retune your guitar for your next track?
No, not at all.
That's pretty awesome then. So your next track is going to be... what's this one about?
So this song's called Stage Fright. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wrote this song was I actually stopped singing and playing guitar for about 3 years.
This could be about me, this one.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't earning money, and it came to a point where I had to sort of like, you know, I've got to do something that's going to earn me money. So I started working in pubs and restaurants and stuff like that, and it took over. So this song is all about getting back up on stage for the first time and getting over the fear of doing that. So this is Stage Fright.
Lovely. Take it away.
Sorry, 2 seconds. Scream, are you fulfilling your dreams? Is this real? Have I just signed that deal? Close your eyes, feel the fear inside. This is stage fright. Feed the hunger inside.
takes center stage in my life. Time to put all of these things back to the right. Time to stop letting the future pass me by. Time to stop letting other people run my life. This is stage fright. Feed the hunger inside. This is stage fright. Let this fire burn bright. No, you won't run away tonight. You can't run, no, you can't. Not tonight. No, you can't run. You can't hide. You can't run. No, you can't hide.
That was really aggressive, that one.
Yeah.
And great guitar on that one as well.
Thank
with
you
the
very
bass
much.
Bass line on it.
Cheers.
It was fantastic. We'll be straight back after a few ads.
Whether it's a new logo, website, mobile creative app, or marketing your business, our goal at GT Creative Studio is to provide you with a creative solution built to suit your needs and your budget. For over 10 years, we've specialised in web design and brand development and provided award-winning creative services to hundreds of local businesses. GT Creative Studio, High Street, Brentwood, winners of Essex Digital Awards 2014. For a free consultation, call us on 01277 849 161 or check out our portfolio at gtcreativestudio.co.uk.
Oh, I love Michelle on Phoenix FM.
Join me, Michelle Ward, for Eat My Brunch weekdays from 10 through till 1.
Shall I turn your microphone up?
Well, it would help, yes.
Well, it wouldn't, really.
With music, guests, topical news stories and my general ramblings.
God, your voice is really loud.
Sorry.
You're not even near the microphone.
Plus my question of the day.
What is it? What is it?
You keep asking for requests. I've told you before, I don't like people asking for requests.
Brought to you in association with Chigwell Bifold Doors and Windows. Visit chigwellbifolddoors.co.uk.
Is that a marsh pillow I can still burn?
Welcome back, Emma. Right, let's just go on to a new subject, because earlier on we were talking off air and we were talking about reality TV.
Yes.
And one of the questions I was going to ask you is, would you, you know, have a dabble in, you know, Britain's Got Talent, The Voice or X Factor or so? But you've have had a couple of auditions, haven't you?
Yeah, I did actually audition, try to audition for The Voice that's airing at the moment. But yeah, I didn't get very far, unfortunately.
try again, as they say.
Yes, exactly. It was a great experience, so, because I've never really done auditions or anything like that before, so it was a great experience to have.
Now, if people want to find out more about you, you're on Facebook, Twitter, etc. Where can we find you on Facebook? It's just Emma Jane Kennedy?
It is Emma Jane Kennedy, yes.
You have a website?
I do have a website. It's emmajanekennedylive.com.
Okay, and Twitter is...
At Emma Jane Kennedy, I believe.
I think it is. Let's have a look. I think it is Emma J. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Nice and easy to find.
Definitely.
Two N's in Kennedy.
Yes.
Now, lastly, if you could go on a date with someone, musician or anyone famous, past or present, who would you pick?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Do you know what? I went with my dad to see Paul Weller live, and I thought that would be a really cool person to sit down and have a chat with and, you know, write some songs together with and stuff like that.
Still gigs, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. But he was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I could see you could do a little jam.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love that.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you're listening.
This has been great having you on the show, Emma.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Good luck in the future.
Thank you.
And we'll be putting this up on the show page. Blog should be up around about tomorrow, and you'll be able to see the video clips, listen to the songs again, and listen to the whole interview again. But in the meantime, Emma Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we're going to have a bit of McBusted now. Play us out. Do you like McBusted?
Oh, why not?
here we go.